Chapter 5. The Footsteps on the Stairs. Margaret brushed her hair, chose a pair of shorts and a t-shirt, and left the house. There was a black cat outside the door. The cat ran after Margaret.
Meow.
Hello. I saw you in the tree last night. I don't know why I was frightened. You're a beautiful cat.
Margaret saw something on the cat's neck. She held it in her fingers and examined it. It was a small silver key.
What does this key open?
The cat followed Margaret along the street to the basketball court. Four girls were on the court.
Those girls are my age,
Margaret thought. Margaret stood and watched the girls. One of the girls was a good player. She was tall and she jumped high. The tall girl threw the ball into the basket. Margaret wanted to talk to the girls, but suddenly it started to rain. The girls ran from the court. Margaret looked for the cat, but it wasn't there. She started to walk home quickly. The tall girl walked beside Margaret.
Hello, do you live near here?
The girl asked Margaret.
Yes, I live in this street,
Margaret answered.
I live at number 45,
the girl said.
My name is Jenny. Come and visit me one day.
Jenny said goodbye and ran into her house across the street.
That's good,
Margaret thought.
We're neighbours.
That night, Margaret put a new bar of jasmine soap in the soap dish. She got into bed, but she couldn't fall asleep. She was thinking about the jasmine soap and the garland of flowers. Then she remembered the sad face in the mirror. Margaret was very curious.
Who put the soap in the cupboard under the sink?
She thought.
Who made the garland of flowers? Maybe Jenny or one of the neighbours will know. I'll ask them tomorrow.
At about 3 o'clock in the morning, Margaret heard footsteps outside her room.
That's not Dad. His footsteps are heavy. It's Mum again. She probably can't sleep either.
The person outside Margaret's room started to walk downstairs. Margaret counted the footsteps. 5, 10, 15, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24 footsteps.
That's impossible,
Margaret thought.
When I counted the stairs yesterday, there were only 20. Now there are 24. I'm probably dreaming.
Soon she fell asleep. In the morning, Margaret got up late and went downstairs to make some tea. Mum was busy in the kitchen. There was a box of dishes on the table. Mum opened a cupboard.
Please help me put these dishes in the cupboard, Margaret,
Mum said.
But be careful. They're my best dishes.
Margaret looked in the box. It was full of cups, saucers, plates and bowls. Margaret started to put the dishes in the cupboard.
You're working very hard, Mum,
she said.
I heard you on the stairs at 3 o'clock in the morning.
I didn't go downstairs last night,
Mum replied.
Dad and I worked hard yesterday. We slept very well last night.
A cup fell from Margaret's hand onto the table.
Be careful, Margaret,
Mum shouted. She looked at Margaret.
Are you okay? Your face is white.
I don't understand. I'm sure that I heard someone on the stairs last night. And it wasn't Sam. Sam never goes downstairs in the middle of the night. He's frightened of the dark.
It was windy last night, Margaret. You probably heard the wind.